Getting a little sporty on the Mike Schickman Show today. Very pleased to have a longtime sports writer with the Daily Progress in Charlottesville, Jerry Radcliffe. How are you, Jerry?
Doing great, Mike. No longer with the Progress, though. I have my own gig now. It's jerryradcliffe.com, covering Virginia.
Well, it's since you covered UVA for so long, you probably know where all the skeletons are and who buried them.
Pretty much, yeah.
And if you don't, our other guest from the Augusta Free Press, Chris Graham. You know where those bodies are buried, don't you?
Yeah, the few that Jerry wouldn't know, somehow, for some reason, I've got the identity of those.
I figured that if not, I'll call my good friend Rich Murray, and he won't tell me anyway.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? Are you still flying that high as so many UVA fans are after what was the greatest basketball season in UVA history?
Yeah, I'll start. Yeah, I mean, in some ways, basketball season hasn't ended for a lot of UVA fans, and certainly the writers, too. We're looking ahead to next year already with all the departures for the NBA and the NBA draft, and certainly three players who look like they're going to be drafted, two guys maybe in the first round, Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter. But, yeah, the fan base is still walking on team clouds right now, and it's been a couple of months, but it still feels that way for a lot of folks.
Yeah, well, I think Chris hit on it. Everywhere I go, people say, they're still talking about it. They still feel like they're in a dream and they are just starting to wake up. They have to pinch themselves and say, hey, I guess it was real. And, everywhere you go, anybody you talk to out of state, they say that it was one of the most exciting things they've ever seen. I was interviewing Curtis Strange about the U.S. Open, this week's U.S. Open, the other day, and he brought it up. He said, how about them Cavaliers? He said, I don't know that I've ever been that excited in my life. So it's everywhere, and I don't think it's going to die anytime soon, Mike.
Well, it's funny, Jerry. You and I go back a long way. First Ralph Sampson year with Lamp and Raker, there was a lot of excitement. Of course, even more excitement after Ralph graduated. Ralph Sampson and Othell Wilson helped lead the Cavaliers to the Final Four. But since then, there's been a lot of promise, but a lot of falling short. And then, of course, last year's debacle, losing in the first round, the one to lose to a 16. All of a sudden you start hearing things about Tony Bennett. He couldn't do this, couldn't do this. I guess that's all gone now, isn't it?
I think he's erased all the doubts. I was talking to him last summer, and he said, people seem to use all sorts of things that gets me, particularly after they lowered the shot clock. And he said other coaches, not all other coaches, but the ones who recruit negatively would say, why would you go to Virginia? You can't score there. You can't go to the NBA there. He says, well, we got several guys in the NBA. Tony won't be there your whole 4 years. He's going to leave. And he said, well, I don't know what I got to do. I've been here 10 years already. And then they said, you can't win in March. So they've destroyed all those myths and negativities. And the guy just keeps churning out and developing talent year after year.
Malcolm Brogdon was one of my favorite players because of the way he played, and he's had a nice NBA career going on.
He's a free agent now, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with him in the coming months. But he's had an incredible career already for a guy who wasn't recruited that heavily. I think his other option was Harvard.
Let me ask you a question, Chris, because, we're not supposed to, but we all end up having favorite teams of whatever team we're covering. Is this your favorite UVA team because they won, or was there one that touched your heart even more so?
Just because they won, but a close second is the 2015-2016 team that came just short of the Final Four, the Malcolm Brogdon senior group. He and Anthony Gill and London Parentes was a junior on that team, and Mike Toby was a senior on that team. That was such a good team, and I really think that team is the reason this team even exists. Malcolm Brogdon particularly, Jerry was talking about him a little earlier, and he had his final two college choices were easy in Harvard, and you don't see a lot of guys achieve what he achieved at the college level, not NBA level, who have those as their final two college choices. But that team was on the cusp of the Final Four. They had a 15-point lead with 9 minutes to go in the Elite Eight against Syracuse, and Syracuse stormed back, won the game. And, boy, I never felt worse after you know, for a team that I've had covered so closely after a loss in that one. That was it. That, you know, a lot of those guys were seniors. That was the end of their run. They deserved it better. But you know, a lot of those guys were there in Minneapolis for the championship game and were on the court afterwards. And they felt like proud papas. You know, you could see the look on their face. You hear it in their voice that they felt the kinship with this team. And this team, boy, they had to overcome so much. You know, down really every game of this tournament, except for the Oklahoma game. You know, you're down to Gardner-Webb. A year after losing to a 16, you're down by 14 points to another 16 in the first half in your first game. And then you have to rally and beat Oregon and really rally in the Purdue game and both games in Minneapolis. And so, you know, this team really, you know, had to face so much and then they overcame that. But, yeah, that 2015-2016 team was pretty special, too.
What about you, Jerry?
I would have to say one of the favorites. I think, you know, going back, as you mentioned earlier, Mike, some of the teams with Ralph and those guys, that was special. It was kind of like covering the Beatles. I mean, everywhere you went, there were a gazillion people wanting a piece of the Cavaliers. And those were special teams that I don't know that I'll ever run into a phenomenon quite like that if I keep doing this 100 years. But and then I think, you know, the 95 team with Corey and Junior and mm-hmm. and Harold and some of those guys were incredibly fun to be around. But this year's team and the one with Joe Harris and some of those guys, they're all very special.
Let me ask you one other question.
Yeah.
Whether the sure. Cavaliers this upcoming season, what do you think?
I still think they're going to be a top 20 team, Mike. They lost the bulk of their scoring, obviously, but that's the one thing Tony's going to have to address in the offseason is try to find guys who can put the ball in the hole. And they've got a lot of interesting pieces, and it'll be interesting to see how he meshes the old and the new and what he can come up with. They might be even more conservative, believe it or not, than they were the last couple of years because they may have to be. And they may have to rely more on defense than in the past couple of years. But I still think there's enough talent there, particularly some new, really good recruits coming in, that I think they're still going to be a top 20 team.
What do you say, Mr. Graham?
Yeah, it'll be a very different team in the sense that it'll be more post-oriented. You know, if Jay Huff steps up like a folks think he might, the return of Mami Diakite is so important. You know, Diakite had a great run in the NCAA tournament, and if he plays like that consistently next season, you know, he'll be a special player. Tomas Borentense is an interesting JUCO All-America recruit. Can really shoot the ball. Shot 47% from three-point range this past season in his second season of JUCO ball. Casey Morcell is a recruit. It'll be a different team. I mean, this year's team was so guard heavy with the three guys who were head of the NBA. And Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter. I think next year's team will be a little bigger. Tony may have to have some flexibility. This year he played a lot of four guard. Next year I think you'll see him, you know, go a little bit more with the big guys. But yeah, the talent there from the recruiting standpoint, there are a lot of four-star players.
Let me ask you one more thing before we run, and that is, where can people read you and hear you, Chris?
AugustaFreePress.com for me, JerryRatcliffe.com for Jerry. And our book's available online, both of those sites, AugustaFreePress.com, JerryRatcliffe.com, also available at New Dominion Bookshop, Mentors UVA Bookstore in Charlottesville, and County Line Mercantile in Barbersville. But you can actually pick up copies in person at those locations.
And the title is?
Team of Destiny, Inside Virginia Basketball's Run to the 2019 National Championship.
Chris Graham, Jerry Radcliffe, always a pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with the book, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mike.